Tēnā koutou, this is Stephen Day from the Walking Access Commission, Arahikoe Aotearoa, and today I'm here with Asha Wilson-Goldman, who's the Strategic Communications and Partnerships Manager at the Commission, and we're going to talk about the Connecting Franklin North Waikato project, which is a key piece of work that the Commission has been involved in now for more than a year.
Coming up. Yeah, actually it is just over a year now.
So, thanks Asha. Could you tell me what the project is to start with?
Kia ora Stephen and kia ora everyone who's listening. So the Connecting Franklin North Waikato project is a piece of work that we're doing alongside some of our project partners to take a look at the area in the south of Auckland, kind of from Pukekohe further south, and the north of the Waikato, so north of Rangiriri, and trying to identify the public access needs in that space. So this is a part of the country that's really fast growing. Some projections are saying there could be a city with a population the size of Hamilton moving into this area over the next 20 to 40 years. And with that many people coming into a place that's traditionally been relatively rural and mostly based around horticulture with the excellent soils around Pukekohe, how to create a community will feel like they're at home. And I think one of the things that we heard, there was a real fear that people moving into the area would live their entire lives in Auckland and would just have a bed in this area, in the south of Auckland and the north of the Waikato. And so they came to us, alongside the councils, and asked if we could assist with some planning for both for active transport and for recreation, so that as all of these tens of thousands of people move into the area, it's done in a way that creates really proactive, community-focused neighbourhoods, towns, villages, and potentially even a city. Places where people can get into the outdoors, they can bike to the train station, they can walk to the river, and they can live a good life.
Okay, how did this project come about?
So it really came from the community. So in August 2018, a number of community members got together and talking with their local councillors in the Waikato District Council and in the Franklin Local Board area of Auckland Council. And they had a few concerns, like I said, about what was going on in their community and the rapid change that was happening, but also about the fact that their life straddled the boundary between Auckland and Waikato. So just south of Pukekohe is the end of Auckland Council and the start of the Waikato District and the Waikato region. And so, with people living their lives across these two council areas, there was a real fear that if there wasn't good coordination, things could happen really badly. That growth could happen in a way that wasn't well managed and wasn't well coordinated. And so a community meeting was called, and there were quite a few dozen people got together in a hall in a little town called Tuako, which has about 2,500-3,000 people. And they got together with council, with local iwi, and with the Walking Access Commission to really say, what can we do here? We know that this change is coming. We know the kind of ways we want it to happen, but we don't know what to do.
Okay, so you've mentioned Pukekohe and Tuako. What are some of the other towns that will be involved in this project?
So potentially the fastest growing town is a little place called Pōkeno, which is well known in the area for ice cream and for bacon.
And cheese
as well. So it's a really common stop. It's on State Highway 1, the main road between Hamilton and Auckland, and it's a common stop for people to pull over, have a bathroom break, and get some ice cream. But this is a town that not that long ago was only about 500 people. At the moment, it's about 2,500 to 3,000. Within the next 5 or so years, it's forecast to grow to probably 5,000 or 6,000, potentially even 10,000. And in the medium to long term, it's forecast to grow to more than 20,000 people. So that's just change on a scale that's really hard to imagine. It's 20,000 people is still relatively small numbers in the context of New Zealand cities, but coming from a base of 500, it's huge. It's only just now, recently in the last few months, that they've had a resource consent for the first supermarket there. And it's a town that's also bisected by State Highway 1. One of the new subdivisions that's gone in recently, Pōkeno East, is on the wrong side of State Highway 1 from the entire rest of the village and where the rest of the shops are at the moment and will be in the future. And so how those two parts of the same town could be connected, despite the fact that State Highway 1 runs between them, was, I think, a real key driver for those local community members to start this process, was wanting to make sure that there was good connections of the for the people of Pōkeno East to the rest of Pōkeno, but also that the same divide didn't happen in other towns. So it's not a case of people in these brand new subdivisions going through their internal access door to their garage and getting in their car just to drive down the road to go to the dairy. But instead, they wanted to create towns where you could walk out your front door, chat to your neighbours on the way, and pick up your bread and milk.
Yeah, so you've mentioned the Waikato District Council. Who else is involved in this project?
So as well as Waikato District, we've got Waikato Regional Council involved and the Franklin Local Board of Auckland Council. And it's been really good and really important to have those three key local government players all involved in the conversations, because ultimately they're the ones that will have to implement a lot of the solutions.
And Tainui's been part of that conversation too?
Yes, Waikato Tainui and other iwi and hapu from around the area, particularly Ngāti Tama Oho, have been really critical, because without our treaty partners, nothing can happen in this space and nothing should happen. And particularly because one of the things that really came to the fore was the centrality of the Waikato River. You know, it's New Zealand's biggest river. It sits at the core of where these communities are, but they're often separated from it somehow. You know, the towns that I've talked about before, Tuakau and Pōkeno, are both really close to the river, but there's no practical way for people to get there without getting in their cars. These towns often see themselves as being separated from the river, when really what the locals want, and particularly reflective of iwi interests in the area, is that the river is what connects us. The river is at the heart of this community, not a dividing line in the middle of it.
Okay, so what has the project achieved so far?
So the first step of the project was a stakeholder report. So it was really just getting out there and meeting with people and having a conversation. And so over the course of the first few months in 2019, I was lucky enough to spend quite a lot of time in this area, working with our regional field advisors here at the Commission and working with other locals, just sitting down and having a chat, so that we could get a handle on what people thought was working well, what their hopes were for the future, but also what wasn't going so well at the moment and where their fears lay. And so from those interviews, we interviewed about 55 people and we got hours upon hours upon hours of audio. I went through and I pulled out those key themes and wrote a report based on those with some recommendations in there as well. That stakeholder report from the, I guess, phase one of the project. And phase two was taking those key themes and identifying some strategies. So we worked with a guy called Dr. Mick Abbott, who's a professor at Lincoln University. He's a landscape architect. And what makes him unique, in my experience, of working with landscape architects is that he doesn't look at an area, look at a landscape and say, how can we shape that to better reflect our community? He looks at a landscape and says, how does this landscape build this community? What are the values that are inherent in the nature and the environment that surrounds us? And what does that do? How does that shape us as people and us together as a community?
So in that case, this is the river.
It is. It is very much the river. The Waikato Awa is, as I said, the heart of this area. It's what makes the Waikato so good for farming, but it's also a great food source. And it's a place where people can, and have in the past, played and recreated.
Yeah, so what happens next? When do the spades hit the soil?
Well, that's the question, I guess. But the reality is that the spades are already hitting the soil now. So what we've identified through Dr. Abbott's work is a number of key strategies and a number of key projects that can take place. And they'll take place on different timeframes. Some will happen in the next 6 months, others may not happen for 5 or 10 years. Some of those projects will require central government involvement and funding. Others will be done through councils and through long-term plans and formal local government processes. But there's also a lot of really interesting and exciting work that can happen just through people getting together and doing it themselves. And there is a lot of interest in the Franklin and North Waikato area, as there is in the rest of the country, of community volunteers getting together with support from council, but often not even with money or resource, but just with their okay to go ahead and start building trails. And so we're seeing that happen already. There's a nice trail that's going in, and it's almost the whole way now from Tuakau Town Centre to the river. That trail's built on a mix of private land and council land, and it's been done by volunteers who are just getting out there on the weekend with spades. Those sort of things don't need big money. They often don't even need much more than a simple word of yes, you can from the landholder, and the community can get out there and build it themselves. So what we've said with the Connecting Franklin North Waikato project is we don't want to put things on hold while we go through this process of talking to stakeholders. What the Franklin North Waikato project is a way to connect that with what the community next door, what the community two towns over is doing, and a way for all of those communities to band together and say clearly to both local and central government, this is something that we think is important and we want you to step up for the bigger projects.
It's a nice positive note to end on. Thanks for your time, Asher.
Thank you.